Good morning. This is Ralph Jensen, Editor-in-Chief of Security Products Magazine. I'm in Sanibel Island, Florida, attending the annual Security Engineering Symposium sponsored by AMAG Technologies. This morning I have the pleasure of visiting with Matt Barnett, the Vice President of Sales for AMAG. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, Matt, I've got a few questions for you, if you have a few minutes. First, let's start with this question. Physical and logical security are converging. What strategies has AMAG employed to meet the customer's needs?
Well, I think there's two things there. As a baseline, AMAG's business philosophy is to partner with best-in-breed companies. So in the logical space, there's companies that are already doing great work, and so we're partnering with those companies to make sure that our products play well together, so they're integrated. In the background, we're also always interested in generating our own products because we feel that we can provide more functionality, more flexibility when those products are inherently engineered. So we're really approaching it from two different angles. We partner with companies that we believe are the best in their category, and then we try to also provide a lot of that functionality inherently in our products.
Matt, it seems like partnerships and industry alliances are becoming more commonplace today in the industry. How does this open architecture help employ your own business model?
Well, again, it gets back to the best in breed. We believe that there are companies out there in segments such as video and alarm monitoring, and we're going to partner with those companies to be able to provide solutions to the end user. And so those openness involves the integrations between the products. And as the consolidation in the industry continues, we're going to continue to look for partnerships with the companies that are making leading-edge technologies.
Yesterday in the opening comments, it was noted that AMAG is the largest security company in the industry. What trends do you see in the next few years in areas such as IP video surveillance, access control, and edge of the network solutions?
Well, I'd like to just fix one thing there. AMAG isn't the largest company. It's our parent, Group 4 SecureCore, or G4S as we call it, is the largest company. AMAG is part of the technology division of G4S. As far as the technology is concerned, what we see happening on the access control side is a move to IP-based access control products, PoE-based access control products, and pushing the access control out to the edge of the network as well. So there's a movement to be more IT-centric, and the access control products being pushed out to the edge. The other trend we see in the access control market is what we call central station managed access. So our software products will be the head ends and have panels out there for customers that have perhaps smaller systems and don't really want to take on the administrative function. That will be subcontracted out, much like alarms are subbed out to companies like ADT now. They manage the alarms for both residential and commercial. Access control will go down that route. So we see those technology changing, and we see the way it's being deployed changing. On the video side, certainly the big push is with IP video, having power over Ethernet cameras connected to the IP network. So IP and digital video is obviously a trend that is taking off now. Analytics will be added to that equation, and there'll be analytics put into the IP video. And then the edge of the network, we believe that everything is going to be pushed out to the edge. It allows much more flexibility in the design and the usability of the products when they're out at the edge of the network.
Let me just ask one follow-up question concerning analytics. Where do you think the best place to employ video analytics would be? In the data center, at the camera, or at the edge?
Well, in some cases, the camera will be at the edge. So we really believe the analytics are going to be out at the edge of the network, whether that's in a new IP-based camera or in an encoder that's using traditional analog cameras. There'd probably be some hybrids or bridges of traditional analog cameras that are already installed today. But we believe that the analytics will be out at the edge. That just allows a lot more flexibility. For instance, you could have multiple users seeing the analytics coming in from the edge as opposed to having to connect it back to a central location.
I just want to jump back. Just a question ago, you mentioned leading edge technology. And that was also brought up in the opening comments yesterday from Bob Sawyer. What does that mean to AMAG, to be committed to leading-edge technology?
Well, I think in the history of AMAG technology, we've always been out in the forefront. For instance, when smart cards weren't talked about much 10 years ago, AMAG was working with the U.S. Navy and deploying a smart card system out in Hawaii for what they called the SMART program. Allowed them to do things with a card that nobody had thought about doing before. So AMAG has always been pushing the envelope of technology based on customer needs. And so in the video world now, we came out with what we call the Edge of the Network Video Server, or ENVS, that has a hard drive on it. It allows you to deploy video at the edge of the network and buffer the video without having to take up bandwidth on the network to stream the video back. So those are what we call leading-edge technologies, and AMAG will continue to develop those based on where we see the market going.
Matt, just one last question. What is your vision for the security industry for the next few years?
Well, we certainly see the pace of change happening at an accelerated rate. The access control business had been fairly static for a long time, and now with the convergence of IT and security, we are starting to see big changes happening on both the access control world, hence why we've gotten into the power over Ethernet control panels, as well as in the camera world with IP-based cameras. And so we see the acceleration of change happening that's unprecedented in the security world. And so as the consolidation of companies happens, there's lots of big companies like Cisco getting into the marketplace and buying up other companies. We feel that AMAG technology is very well positioned to keep up with the pace of change.
Matt, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Ralph.